T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, if you are frustrated with having to pay for a super-duper platinum package on Root TV to watch the Portland Trailblazers, you're not alone. A lot of people feel that way, including fans of the Seattle Kraken. And today, an announcement was made by KONG Kong and King 5 up in Seattle, along with KGW, yes. Channel 8, down here in Portland.
That's all Tegna.
Tegna Broadcasting. That the Seattle Kraken will be leaving Root next season and heading to
Tegna. T-E-G-N-A. Yep.
Oh, it says here T-N-G-A. T-N-G-A. That's a typo?
Yeah, it's Tegna.
Come on. Tegna will be broadcasting the Seattle Kraken along with Amazon Prime Video for viewers in 3 states, Oregon included, where they're ditching Root. They're getting out. They're going to go over broadcast television. And we have seen this, the slow bleed of the RSNs in the world of baseball. Look, Seattle Mariners, they claim that they had to cut back on their spending on their roster because of the profits of Root going down.
Because they own Root wholly now.
And so that was their little, well, we can't spend all this money anymore.
Even though they're worth billions.
But they're pulling back because the regional sports networks are not as profitable as they once were. We have heard a lot of the slow leaks that this isn't good for RSNs around the country. Major League Baseball subsidizing a handful of markets, that the Diamond Sports, which have gone under to where they're doing in-house broadcasts now for a lot of the MLB teams. And now we may be seeing the Kraken the first to leave Root. Could there be more?
Yeah, I wrote about this back on April 1st, so almost a month ago, that the Portland Trailblazers are evaluating their partnership with Root Sports. And that was with knowing that this was coming for the Kraken. The Kraken, they were just as frustrated with their partnership with Root as the Portland Trailblazers are in their inability to be in households. And in my discussions with stakeholders with the Blazers, they have said and they have vowed that this will not happen again.
I think that the encouraging part that we're seeing, whether it's Utah Jazz, the Phoenix Suns, who went to over-the-air broadcasts and local television broadcast partners, and then streaming games as well with their own apparatus, that soft launch really opens up the floodgates for the Portland Trailblazers to do the same thing here. And the fact that the Kraken will be on KGW here locally. Now we know that our local stations, they are motivated to have sports programming.
Yes.
And it's not, it should be, we should use caution here that not every game will be on KGW. It could be on one of their, you know,
they have what's
signals.
Called a dot two.
Yeah, an ancillary signal that you can just go and. But I wonder where that is. Like if you have, you know, Comcast or you have DirecTV,
it does show.
It does show on
there. If you look
I've
on the actual, like, instead of looking on 702, look at 2.
Oh, okay.
And it'll be there.
So will it be in HD?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that is one of the things that is a. This could be a big hurdle to clear with getting into more homes and really the accessibility for everybody just to watch the Portland Trailblazers if they go down this route. And now it then becomes, all right, who's the partner that they pair up with?
Yeah, and that's going to be an interesting thing. And in discussions that I've had with how this would end up going or might end up going, is that the Blazers are prioritizing being in homes, no matter what it is. If you think about the legality of this, and this is getting super inside baseball, the Blazers and Root still have an active contract through this year, which means Root Sport owes the Trailblazers money to broadcast their games. So that would mean either they need to come to an agreement on a buyout of sorts, or the Blazers just wash their hands of the deal and kind of take it in the shorts, which in discussions I've had, I think that they're more likely to just call it a wash and not get maybe the money that they're owed to make sure that they have the broadcast available.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's a couple things at play here that give the Blazers an advantage. One is that Blazer Broadcasting is in-house for television and radio.
They don't need to go somewhere else for it.
They've been producing their own broadcasts for years, which means cameramen, producers, directors, you know,
the entire apparatus.
They hire all of those people out. And so they don't need to go and rehire everybody and learn how to do TV.
No, exactly.
And that makes it a lot easier to rip that Band-Aid off and be like, okay, we can do this clean break. The other thing is, though, that, like, although Root does owe them money, if they go to an over-the-air partnership, they're going to be getting money from them, and then they're going to be getting advertising dollars because you're inherently in more homes.
That's the thing about it. And this is this is something that happened with the Phoenix Suns. They're using this as a market. They're not, the Suns themselves are not getting much money on the over-the-air deals. And if the Blazers go to this model, they will get substantially less money in a contract for the broadcast rights. What you are trying to do is what the Suns did, which is their ratings have increased over 200%.
Yeah, and then you get more ad dollars.
And that's where you make the money up over the back end, and you get more people invested in the team, which is circular in the sense of it brings in more sponsorship dollars, it brings in bigger sponsorships. Like, you take a look at the Blazers right now, if you look at how things broke out, they weren't generating a rating because they were in so few homes.
And the product really wasn't.
Even beyond that, beyond the product, you can say that all you want, the attendance was still middle of the league.
Yep.
They weren't like 30th in attendance. This isn't nobody cares. It was nobody cared enough to go search for it. And that's the thing that I've looked at case studies at broadcasting around this kind of stuff, in the sense that if you make it hard, or if it is made harder to find your product, people will not search for it. The only time
that's human nature.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And so, the only time that goes any further than that is if you are a title contender, where a perfect example was the Denver Nuggets last year, who were on altitude, who were available in 10% of homes in Colorado.
Yeah, that's brutal. That's absolutely brutal.
But they did whatever fans would do whatever they could because they were a contender to go search them out. So they would find a way to ride the high seas.
Which is also where the Blazers can make more money on this too, is streaming.
And this is something,
and they own their streaming rights. They could be able to charge season pass, very similar to what the Utah Jazz have done.
Jazz Plus.
And the Jazz, you know, you don't have to even, and this could be one of the issues that the Blazers run into, right? Is Tegna in every single region of the state of Oregon? Right? It's in Portland, right? In this, I'm just using that as an example because that's what the Kraken did, right?
Yes.
Is that they are in Portland, but what about the fans in Medford, Bend,
Klamath Falls,
Pendleton,
Astoria?
Yeah. How are you being able to distribute the product out to everybody else that may not have one of the massive conglomerates, whether it's, you know, Nexstar, Tegna, or Sinclair.
Sinclair, which is Fox. So you go down.
Or K2.
Gray is Fox.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So the thing about this is they'll probably have to do some sort of patchwork to cover their entire region, which means even if Coin is the main rights holder or Fox is the main rights holder, it doesn't mean you may not be on the beach and watch it on KGW or the KGW affiliate in that region because of the nature of over the air. That's just kind of how that stuff works out. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this kind of stuff parses out, because the regionality and the topography of the state makes it difficult for over the air. It's not Arizona, which, with the exception of the high desert, is a flat plain where you can have a over the air signal that's very easy to distribute over a large range. So that part of it is going to be interesting to see how that kind of gets worked out if they go down this path. But on the direct to consumer streaming part of this is something the Blazers have wanted to do for years.
Like Blazer Vision.
This goes all the way back to Blazer Vision.
So, and ASN, Action Sports Network.
This is, shout out ASN.
That's right.
Great, great network. But you go back to that period, they're going to, whatever they end up doing, they will have some version of that.
The first chink in the armor was the Kraken today.
Yeah, I mean,
they bolt from Root. They are gone from Root now, and now we all move forward with, all right, what does this mean for the Portland Trail Blazers? And what it will likely mean is that they gone, and it's for the betterment of the fans. Like, this has been this year was a disaster.
Yes.
When they went up to the platinum package,
would believe it too.
It was absolutely brutal to fans.
Yes, I mean, I have the numbers that back that up. The rate hike from Comcast going into the NBA season cost the Blazers 66% of their Comcast subscribers and 50% of their overall cable base.
Boof. And I wonder how many fans, like locally, like getting the numbers on how many people are Xfinity, DirecTV, Dish, and then what happens now that, look, for a lot of local sports fans, whether you're an Oregon fan, whether you're a Washington fan that lives in the area, you probably were holding on to, you know, Comcast because of the Pac-12 network and because of Root for the Blazers, Kraken, Mariners, Ducks, Huskies. Big Ten Network, widely distributed because of its partnership with Fox.
On every platform.
I wonder if now what you're going to see is a lot of people saying it is far more reasonable for us to cut the cord, go straight to streaming, because we can get everything that we want now.
Or if you're on, you know, YouTube TV or Hulu, you can keep what you have and go to over the air.
There we go.
And that's the thing.
Get your HD antennas up.
Yeah, that's what the Trailblazers have said for months now, is that they are invested in, number one, not letting this happen again. And number two, getting their product. Look, you could be the most staunch Jody Allen hater on the face of the planet. You're an idiot if you think she doesn't want the product available to people.
Yeah.
Because even if she's trying to strip this thing down and go full major league, you want it available to everybody as much as possible.
Yeah. And although it may be a short term, in this, as you're kind of framing it, it's a short term loss financially.
Yes.
But long term, they could make a whole heck of a lot more money.
And the big thing about this, and I've heard this in discussions with the NFL deal, is that the streaming stuff, the data, I talked to somebody that was helping work on with the NFL deal. And they said that the NFL, gun to their head, they would have taken half the amount of money that they got from the rights holders if they knew exactly what they were going to get from the data that they were getting from Amazon and from Peacock, because the data to them, the marketing data that they sell for their commercials and stuff like that, is worth infinitely more than the direct rights deals that they're getting.
You're living right. You're harvesting your own land at that point.
Exactly. So that part of it is just a massive, massive deal. So if you're a Blazers fan, I would say with pretty strong conviction that the Blazers are looking strongly at something along these lines.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.